Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's a brand new month. Here we go. The 3rd of November, 2022. Got the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, so as the new show's been on a bit of a vacation this week, Mr. Musk kind of went on over to Twitter and just glided right on in. And with him gliding in, he's gliding a lot of people out. Just how many people are gliding out? Looks to be half. According to the folks at Bloomberg, Chief Twit himself is planning to let go of over 3,700 employees from the company's workforce. Now, those that will be let go could have the option of considering an offering from 60 days of severance pay. But that's not set in stone yet. By all accounts, they're still putting stuff together and how they're going to push forward with it. But it doesn't look like it's going to take too long, as it looks to be on Friday this week is when the affected staffers will know. Those, however, though, that do get to keep their jobs, they're going to have to be keeping it at the office. Yep, doesn't look like any work from home is going to be happening under Elon's umbrella. Of course, this is coming off the heels of what we heard first that came out, that subscriptions are also taking a price hike, $3 all the way up to $8. Oh, and if you love your little blue check, you're going to have to keep paying that $8 a month if you want to retain it. Yep, lots of changes happening over there at the Bluebird, and I doubt we're done yet. The holiday shopping season is upon us. And of course, when you shop online, that means a lot of tracking numbers to keep track of. Gmail wants to help us with that problem. And in doing so, Google will be updating the Gmail app with actual simple package tracking. Pretty much when you get an email, if it spots a tracking number, you're actually going to see the shipping status at the top of the message. So if you've got an overnight delivery, that means no cutting and pasting anymore between the email and the browser to see if it actually is out for delivery. Unfortunately, this feature will only be available in the US to start with and will be available in the coming weeks. No word yet if it will be hitting worldwide. In the meantime, though, the tracking will be very bare bones, pretty much just tracking it and letting you know where it's at. In the future, however, though, Gmail will learn to watch for delays in your packages and even go as far as emailing you a label indicating what the problem may be. Looks like Apple's very own 5G modems for their phones might have to wait for a while. There has been some reports this year that Apple would be planning to switch to its own 5G modems, and that would start at the very first of 2023. However, though, it looks like brakes for that are about to be applied, because now we're hearing Qualcomm actually expects to make the vast majority of those 5G modems for the foreseeable future. This is because it looks like Apple's efforts to switch over to its own modems have kind of hit a snag, at least according to our main man Ming over there in China. Maybe it has something to do with Foxconn being on lockdown in China right now, who knows. But regardless of whatever's going on behind the scenes, Qualcomm gets to be a big supplier yet again for all those iPhones. And for how long? Well, it looks to be all the way up to 2025 now. And finally, the number one operating system in the world is Windows 10. Nope, not 11. Yes, from what we're seeing from the stack counter, which these latest figures came in at the end of October, just 15.44% of PCs across the globe have actually installed Windows 11, meaning 71.9% are running Windows 10. Now, I know you're sitting there thinking, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't add up to 100%, and you would be right. That's because 9.61%, yep, they love their Windows 7, and they're hanging on for dear life. Meanwhile, Windows 8.1's in fourth place with 2.5%. And that plain old Windows 8, 0.69%. And believe it or not, we've got one left. What could that be? Windows XP. Yeah, you heard that correct. 0.39% of the world. Yep, they still love it, regardless of how many viruses are running through it by now. Now, when we said Windows is the number one operating system in the world, it's still a given. They hold 76% of the market with their combined desktops, followed by Mac, of course, with 15.7%, and Linux is still out there with 2.6%. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. Check out the latest episodes of The Big Show and The Mac Show over there. You, of course, can follow us on Twitter, as long as Elon will have us there, at British Tech. Give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. But definitely come by the Slack room and join the community today by just type it in britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way next week, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.